Chapter 36, Leader Profile, April Underwood. Path to Leadership. April studied information systems and business and then began her career as a developer. After a few years writing code, she joined Travelocity as a software engineer, where she was immediately put on the front lines of their partnerships with the internet heavyweights of the time, Yahoo and AOL. Through her work as an engineer, April began making connections between technology choices and business strategy, and found that product management was a role in which she could help align the two. Through persistence in stating her desire to become a product manager and her proficiency as a translator between engineers and business people, both within Travelocity and with its partners, April landed her first PM role in 2005. I first met April in 2007 after she had finished her MBA and internship at Apple and was broadening her leadership experience at Google in a technical, partner-facing organization. After Google, April joined Twitter as a product manager on the platform, and over the course of 5 years, saw the company grow from 150 to 4,000 employees. During that time, April's functional breadth expanded as she led not just PM teams, but also business development and product marketing teams. Her time at Twitter prepared her for more senior leadership roles as she developed the ability to lead teams beyond her own personal area of functional expertise in product. In 2015, April joined Slack as head of platform and quickly stepped up to run product as VP of product and ultimately CPO over nearly 4 years of hypergrowth in revenue and employees. She oversaw platform and all aspects of the Slack product, as well as two of the critical functions that made Slack stand out among its enterprise software peers, design and research. Now April invests in and advises startups with Hashtag Angels, the group she co-founded in 2015 with former Twitter colleagues. Leadership in action. April's career highlights the fact that there are many paths into product management and an unlimited number of versions of the role itself. In her own words, "Early in my career, in the aftermath of the dot-com bubble and geographically removed from Silicon Valley, I had one archetype of the product manager imprinted upon me, the business-minded MBA who is fairly removed from the technical choices and engineering execution. When I first expressed interest in moving into product management, I was told I needed an MBA to do so. Once I got accepted to business school, I also got what I wanted at the outset, the opportunity to move into a PM role at my then employer, Travelocity. I took the PM role, but also went on to get my MBA anyway. I graduated in 2007 to a vastly different landscape. The market had shifted, and there was an increased emphasis placed on PMs being strongly technical. I expected to be well prepared given the fact that I had been an engineer, but when I joined Google in 2007, I learned I could not become a PM because I lacked a computer science degree, a policy which has evolved since then. The goalposts kept moving on me. In my last 13 years since then as a product leader, a few patterns have become clear to me. The archetype of a product manager evolves with the needs of the market. When the core driver of innovation and opportunity has been technical, then more technical PMs have been in favor. When mobile emerged as the next frontier, PMs with design sensibility who could build apps which could overcome the low switching costs of an app store were prized. When the innovation frontier shifted to operations, think transportation, real estate, hospitality, grocery delivery, we came full circle to value the business orientation necessary for a PM as a general manager. None of the different models for PM is categorically better, but any given one is probably better for a given role. In my role at Slack, building a PM organization, growing 5x over 5 years, I was intentional about what mattered most for each hire. The flavor of functional experience they had as PMs, the subject matter expertise they brought from the other products they'd built, or the company growth stages in which they'd worked. By forcing myself to decide what was most important to get right, I was able to narrow the candidate field and hire the right type of PM for each role. Functional breadth is a prerequisite for moving beyond product leadership to company leadership. The best product leaders are not just great at defining and building products. They understand that a product is only as good as a target customer's understanding of why they need it, that a platform is only useful if it's being used in ways which accrue value to the developers building on it as well as their customers, that products must be built within a set of constraints that preserve the health of the business. These insights, the purviews of marketing, partnerships, finance, and so many other functions, are important inputs to building products. Throughout my career, I have worn a variety of different functional hats, sometimes by choice to learn a new skill set, and sometimes because the preferred PM hat was out of reach for reasons beyond my control. Now, after having gained experience as a product executive, I realize that these sidesteps are actually my most valuable asset. They help me understand how to hire and develop leaders to fulfill a variety of roles. They help me build bridges across organizational lines, and they help me bear in mind that the product is always in service of the broader company mission, not the other way around.